From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A search warrant not targeting cannabis uncovered a huge batch of it this week in the Orrick area. Deputies discovered a large concentrated cannabis manufacturing facility contained within a barn. Deputies from the Drug Enforcement Unit obtained a search warrant to investigate the facility. After rendering it and the manufacturing equipment safe, deputies located 9 concentrated cannabis extractors that were utilizing butane and propane. Also, 2 extractors using carbon dioxide in the process. Deputies also located a facility that was using ethanol to refine the concentrated cannabis. Deputies seized 586 pounds of concentrated cannabis and 4,700 pounds of cannabis shake and trim from the site. A husband under arrest, his wife could face charges too in connection with a heroin bust. Agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force granted a search warrant for 34-year-old Victor Sandoval, his vehicle, and his residence in Eureka. Agents located Sandoval's vehicle on Ronerville Road near Highway 36 in Hydesville. Agents watched him exit his vehicle and began walking across the roadway. Agents detained Sandoval and found him to be in possession of about a half pound of suspected heroin. They searched his vehicle pursuant to the search warrant, and his 30-year-old wife Sandra Sandoval was inside. Then they went to the Sandoval residence and found another half pound of suspected heroin. They also located cutting agents, a digital scale, and other items associated with sales of a narcotic. Victor was arrested for possession of a narcotic for sale, transportation of a narcotic, and maintaining a residence for the purpose of distributing. Sandra Sandoval was not charged, but they are looking at possible charges against her. Fortuna seeking bids for its wastewater treatment plant percolation ponds rehab project on or before April 4th at its City Hall office located in Fortuna. The project, located at the City of Fortuna Wastewater Treatment Facility on Dinsmore Drive, the project primarily is a repair of damage to a dike and pond, including walls, to restore an 8-foot dike between 2 ponds and matching the existing slope of the pond walls. Work to be completed prior to May 14th. Estimated construction costs, about $85,000. Well, there are vacancies that need to be filled for various boards and commissions in Eureka. There's a vacancy on the Art and Culture Committee, 4 on the Eureka Energy Committee, 1 on the Finance Advisory Committee, another on the Housing Advisory Committee, and yet 1 more on the Transportation Safety Commission. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.